Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Declaring by my spirit and by my power, it it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. What an awesome God we serve, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Amen. Welcome, Brother Miguel. Hallelujah. Brother Edwin. Hallelujah. Estrada. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Estrada, Loriera, the Lord's servant. Shalom to each one of you, Brother Benjamin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is good. Our God is awesome. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I titled the program tonight, which that's the title will remain, for I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Amen to that. We have to always stand on his word, and we have to believe God's word, my brother and sister. Amen. Always. That's the first thing in our life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's so much going on, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. In regard to, we know how many people are taking the coronavirus vaccine, which the Lord told me, Father told me, whoever takes the vaccine will not have part in his throne, in his kingdom. So I have to keep warning about that, my brother and sister. We have to keep warning about that. Pray for your family every day not to take the coronavirus vaccine. It may seem okay for people to do so, but it's not fine with God, my brother and sister. In the moment they take the vaccine, they find out, my brother and sister, hallelujah, as they are taken out of their body, okay, and they're no longer themselves anymore. And that's the part that gets people, because in one moment they tell you, oh, I don't care, I'm going to take it, it's recommended by my doctor. And when they take it, they're calling out to you, help me, help me, help me. They find out they've been deceived. Be not deceived, said Jesus. Always remember that. Why did the Lord gave out his word? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to this. Jeremiah 12:13. Jeremiah 12:13. They have sown wheat, but shall reap corn. Okay? They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. They shall be ashamed of your products because of the fear, anger of the Lord. They began, God says, as wheat. Okay? They began as wheat, my brothers and sisters. They began fine. They began repenting. They began going to church. They began seeking God. But my brother and sister, their decision were so poor, were so evil, the decision they made for evil, hallelujah, led them to pain. Listen, they have sown wheat. So fine, you sown wheat. Okay, you're in God. You are in God. But you reap thorn. Okay, because why would they work with God? They were not repenting. They were not truly seeking God. So they sown wheat, but they shall reap thorn. They have put themselves to pain. Okay? When they reject the word of the Lord, they put themselves to pain, my brothers and sisters. But shall not profit. There's no way they can profit. Okay? And they shall be ashamed. Okay? And you, you're proud of because of their fear, anger of the Lord. It's just the way people do things on this earth, my brothers and sisters. It is so shameful. Okay, they bring thorn, they bring pain unto themselves that God did not want them to go through. Okay, God did not want them to go through. Remember, we are in chapter 8 of the book of Acts. I love what Brother Benjamin did. He put all the Daniel teaching that we did out of the book of Daniel and sent me a copy. Awesome, awesome copy. Awesome job. And so we want people that when they follow these Bible study, we kind of, they can put them together. Amen. Praise you, Lord. What a blessing. I listened to it again. Oh, man, what a blessing. Thank you, Lord. There were things there that the Lord's given me at the moment that it was just such a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Praise to God. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I should speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more put off. For in your days, all rebellious house, will I say the word that I will perform it, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? In our day, he said, he is going to perform it. Verse 28, therefore, say unto them, thou saith the Lord God, there shall now of my word be put off any more. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. These words that God has said, they're going to come to pass, my brother and sister. They're not going to be delayed anymore. And when God said delay, the word delay, okay, when he said he's not going to do that no more, okay, that means they're going to come to pass. Praise the Lord. It's that God's been patient and God's been loving with people. And they have misunderstood what God is doing, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise Yeshua. Amen. We are in Acts chapter 8. I believe we didn't finish that, so we can go to 9. Okay. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm going through the book right now of Acts chapter 8. It says, verse 25, and they went. They have testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem into Gaza, which is in the desert. Notice that before something great, something mighty, something supernatural began, brothers and sisters, okay, before something supernatural begins, the angel of the Lord comes, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ come. Everything was made through him. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Keep that in heart. Everything that was made through him. Every single miracle, every supernatural miracle, every single mighty sign. Okay, the resurrection of the dead, the burning bush, him speaking to Abraham, okay, he keeping Moses and raising up Moses. It's all been through him and by him. And without him, nothing was made. When Adam and Eve were made in the garden, they were made through him. When God said love in his family, it was done through Christ. Everything that was made through him. Remember that. Keep that in heart. Keep that in mind. Very important, my brother and sister. Now, God cannot use his disciples supernaturally. But again, it's through his son. Notice, it begins with verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip. Notice how the angel of the Lord is speaking. The word, God begins with the word, saying, arise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is the desert, and arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had changed all the treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Okay? Praise the Lord. The Lord was fully aware about this woman, this queen, hallelujah, that was coming to Jerusalem to worship. God is fully aware of what everyone is doing because he's in control. Remember that. Thank you, Lord. And it was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Thank you, Lord. Every time someone is reading the Bible somewhere in the world, God is fully aware if God is working in their lives. Leading people to the gospel is one of the best things you and I can do. Because when you lead them to the gospel, you lead them to Jesus. Because the word became flesh. Jesus is the reigning gospel. My brother and sister, word by word, he is the gospel. And when you lead someone to the word, you lead someone to Jesus. It could be Old Testament. It could be a New Testament. Some people are asked, brother, especially when someone received Christ the first time, they like to recommend the New Testament. And it's okay. It's fine. But the whole Bible is Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation. Whether they read the Old Testament and the New Testament, sometimes some people get saved through the Old Testament. And it says that the word, Bible says, the word, the law, it's holy. And it represents Christ. That's why only Christ could keep the law, because he is the law. Okay? You see the revelation about keeping the law? No man could keep the law, but Christ informed a man the law, became lower than the angel himself, and kept the law, because only him could. That is why. Only him could. No man could. My brother and sister, shalom, Sister Renee. Okay? And they all tried, and they all failed. This is the part. They all try and they all fail. My brother and sister, Jesus did not fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. Notice how Philip was being led. How are we going to do this, Brother Elvie? Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Why are you asking me how? Where are you going? Stop going to the man of God to how. Yes, God, speak to us, God, but in your own relationship with God, you need to know what he says to you. You go to him. But, Brother Levy, I don't hear no. Keep seeking to hear him. Keep seeking for him to guide you, to lead you, that you'll get to know him, his voice, his leadership over your life. Very important that you form your relationship with God one-on-one. You do not want to have nobody in between you and God, because that's a mistake. I am telling you that's a mistake. People do it all the time, but it's a mistake, because there's going to come the time where there's only you and God. There's only you and God. I've seen people in the Great Tribulation running for their lives. It's only them and God. And what happened? There's people that have been thrown in jail in a box, with no window, in a prison with no window, nothing, by themselves for years. Hitler threw a lot of Jews in these prisons, type of prison, naked, no clothing, for years. My brother and sister, it was them and God. And if you're one of those that you need to speak to the man of God for him to go to God for you, oh, man, that's not going to really help you, because you're going to be in a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. You're not going to have peace, which come from the Lord. He says, the peace I give, not like the world giveth. You need to understand how important it is for you to work on your own relationship with God, my brother and sister. And it's not that I understood this, not that the men of God are rejecting you. and said, we're not going to pray for you. No, is that it's a must of importance, especially in the last day, that each believer have a relationship with God. That's how the church in the 1800 and forward, 1700 and backward, my brother and sister, that's how they told the people before and after, hallelujah. Have you formed your relationship with God? Do you know the Lord? And it's not like in the latter day church. Oh yeah, someone, I had a minister pray for me. And he says this and that the Lord says to me. Okay? And you know, God, yes, he uses his servant. His servant will give him a word. The servants are either prophet or have the gift of prophecy, and they'll give him a word. But do you hear from God? Because God speaks. He speaks. He's a person. He's almighty. Thank you, Lord. Very, very important that relationship can form between God and us. Okay? So the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the sheriff. And Philip ran hither to him. He heard the Spirit. He heard the Holy Spirit. He heard the Holy Ghost. And what did he do? He ran. When God speaks to you, you ran for it. Go for it. You are sure once you know him. If you don't know him, oh, my brother and sister, a lot of people over the years have made a lot of mistakes. They have sold their house. They have sold their property and moved. They have sold everything they have. They have given everything they have to the man of God who told them, give me everything. I'm going to go do this and that. And they don't go do what they said they were going to do. They just took their money. And then they're heartbroken. They're mad at God. Don't talk to me about church. Don't talk to me about the Bible. I don't want nothing to know about Christianity because that man of God lied to me. My brother and sister, you cannot boil all that headache. You cannot boil all the pain if you form your own relationship with God, which has been formed before the foundation of this earth. God is more eager to speak to you than you are eager to speak to him. My brother and sister, he wants to speak to you, and he wants you to hear. That's why he says, let him who has an ear hear what the Lord has to say. Every single human being is born with an ear. He wants to speak to every single human being. Let him who have an ear, every single child is born with an ear, including animals. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Philip ran hither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou, hallelujah, what thou readest? And he said, how can I, unless some man should guide me? And he besought Philip that he will come up and sit with him. And in the place of the scriptures which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb before his sheardom, hallelujah. He opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of other men? Then Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture, and I preached unto him Jesus. What do we preach? We preach Jesus. There are many people who want to know what the Bible says. But everybody, I assume everybody knows the Bible. And it's not so. God is preparing our life to teach others who wants to know but don't know. How they will know, says Paul in Romans 9, if no one teaches them. Hallelujah. God is preparing our life to teach other people. This is why we must have the personal relationship with God. Because when we do have it, we teach it to other people. We have the blessing of speaking to God and God speaking back to us. And we should always teach us. In the moment I began to do ministry, I understood this. I began to tell people the same. Thousands have heard it. Thousands have listened. Thousands have received it. And thousands have their relationship with God. When God speaks to them, they speak to God and God speaks back to them. And they love it. They're happy. Now, when this happened, do you need a preacher after that? No. The reason why God sends the prophet, which a lot of people don't know and understand, why didn't God send the prophet for? The only reason why God sent the prophet to the people like Moses was because the people did not have a relationship with him. When God called Jacob to come and make a sacrifice, create an altar to him, he told him to cleanse him and the people and to remove the idol from among them. And Jacob went and also to create an altar unto the Lord and make a sacrifice, my brother and sister. When God called Moses and the people to the mountain in Exodus 19 and 20, when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, hallelujah, the people were afraid to approach the mountain. And all God had already told Moses to prepare them to come and meet him at the mountain, the people said, Moses, you speak for us. You speak for us, Moses. But that was not the will of God. Your desire, hallelujah, may not be the will of God 100%. 100% their will was not God's will. God's will was for him to speak to the people directly, one-on-one. But they said, no, you, Moses, you speak for us. That was not God's will. And a lot of people, till to this day, after 2,000 years of grace, are still doing the same. Brother, you go for the Lord for me. You ask the Lord what he says, what word that he has for me. What in the world is this? This has been around for thousands of years. That generation in the times of Noah that came out of Egypt, Moses, you speak for us. It's still the same spirit. Still the same spirit. And I can show you by the word that that's a spirit, my brother and sister, that they have, because God mentioned it through the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. Where they refuse to have a relationship with God, that they will prefer that someone will speak to God in their behalf, which is not the will of God, had never been the will of God. Jesus spoke with his disciple and told his disciple to teach others the same. Relationship, relationship, relationship is what God wants. Hallelujah, with each and one of us, because he made each and one of us special. In our relationship with him, it's special, one-on-one and different than each and one of us. God will speak to each and one of us in a way we can understand him 100%. God can speak to you 100% in a way that you can understand him 100%. The next person to you will not understand. They'll be like, huh? What did he say? Because each relationship is special. But if you're both speaking to God and you're both listening to God, God will speak to you, the person of God who is only present when he's speaking to you. And God himself is speaking to the other person, and he can even be speaking in two different languages. In the language of the Spirit, there are many languages of the Spirit that he will speak in tongues, in different language to you. I could be sitting listening to God here in one tongue clearly, 100%. You can be sitting next to me. God can be speaking to you in another language, 100%. And we both are being blessed 100% in two different languages. And you can say to me, Prophet, do you hear what Jesus said? That was so awesome. Like, no, I didn't understand. What did he say? What did he say? And I'm telling, do you hear what he told me? You're like, no, I didn't understand. What did he tell you? And he's speaking to both of us. Hallelujah, because we are special. We're different, unique, unique. My brother and sister, I thank you, Lord. You're going to notice when you go to heaven, not even angels are the same. Hallelujah. They got different height. My brother and sister, they got beautiful eyes. They're different. Here, they're different. You're going to notice some have wind, some have no wind, and they're happy. The one that have no wind doesn't say, God, why didn't you make me with wind like this other angel? How come this other angel has six wind and I have none? How come this one has two at least, but I have none? How come that other one has four and I have none? They don't complain. They're happy how God made them. And when you find out by your father one-on-one, you will be so happy. Even so happy how God made you, you'll be. just say, oh, thank you. I didn't understand it until my relationship with Father, he revealed to me things that I'm so happy how he made me now. I am so happy how he made me. Hallelujah. So happy that I will not want to be, hallelujah, how anybody else is. I'm happy the way he made me. And when you find out in God how God made you and formed you, how special you are in him, you will be so happy how he made you. So, so happy. You'll rejoice for eternity with your Father. You have so much fun with him. He'll joke with you. He'll tell you a joke. He'll laugh with you. He'll be laughing. And you say, Father, I didn't know you were so joyful and so fun to be with, Father, because you didn't know me one-on-one. When you get to know your Father, hallelujah, he'll be your father, your brother, your best friend. He'll be everything to you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Jesus speak about his brothers. Jesus speak about his family. When they asked him who his family was, it was his disciple, everyone that was there. At one time, he called them by the title apostle. But another time, he's calling him his disciple. In another writing, he's calling him, ye my little children. And then in another part, he says, my servant. And he keeps calling people differently because we are all that in him. A lot of people get caught up in name. No, apostle. You respect me. I'm an apostle. Yes, you are. You're also a servant. You're also his son and daughter. Hallelujah. You're also his beloved one. You're also his bride. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In all this, in God, we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You'll see when you go to heaven. You'll see when you spend time with your Father, with your Lord one-on-one. Hallelujah. You will want to praise him for eternity because he'll begin to reveal you things, and you'll be like, what? I didn't know that. That didn't even come close to me to hear that on earth. I don't think no one on earth would even know that you'll say. Exactly. Things that God will reveal to you that I had no idea what it is. Nobody had no idea what it is. And he'll tell you about it. You'll be like, what? In a million years, I would have never heard this on earth. He'll look at you and laugh and say, yes, exactly. Because this is for you. And what is for you is for you. One-on-one with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Verse 36, so and they went on their way, and they came up to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip never told him this. If you read what Philip was talking to him, how Jesus was crucified, Messiah was crucified, hallelujah, ultimately came the revelation to the eunuch that he was the Son of God. This is God's beloved Son that was sent to be crucified. Hallelujah. One thing led to another, because in your relationship with God, that's exactly what happened. He'll give you more, and he'll give you more. Deepness, says David, calls him to deep. The more closer you come to God, the more of himself he revealed to you, and the more you know about yourself. This is a mystery in God. He revealed himself to you, and in that deepness between you and God, he reveals more about yourself. You'll be like, what? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deep goes on to deep. And he commanded the chariot to stand and still. They both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen. Philip accomplished his ministry right here by baptizing this man. But it began with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the Lord. And then the Spirit. The Lord came as an angel. And the Spirit that Paul said about the Lord is the Spirit. For the Lord is the Spirit. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The day Jesus revealed that to me, he was laughing. I saw the person of the Holy Spirit who I'm seeing before and turn into the person of Jesus, laughing. Oh, my Lord. I was rejoicing that day he revealed this to me, looking at him, smiling. Just what the word says, for the Lord is the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 39. And when they had come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up away Philip. Hallelujah. And the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The same Spirit that was speaking to, hallelujah, Philip a few minutes ago, a few hours ago, ordered a son to take hold of him and take him somewhere hundreds of miles away instantly. That's moving in the power, my brother and sister, the power of the Holy Spirit who is with us. Those days are approaching, the Lord revealed to me. The Lord came and talked to me about this. Those days are approaching. Hallelujah. The Lord came to me this, hallelujah, Monday morning, and I saw him walking, showing me things. He began to talk to me about his wife, Bright, wife to be Bright. And he says, my Bright is not ready, he says to me. At that very moment, I'm like, okay, I'm bowing my head to him. He says, my Bright is not ready. He began to show me people of his Bright. And he said, look, there's sin on my children. And show me a sister, hallelujah, that I know practicing lesbian sin. Lesbian sin. They hide from men, the Lord says to me. But they cannot hide from me. I see all, he says. I see all. Now I was like, wow. Lord, the sins that people are practicing behind closed doors, he was just showing them to me. So they hide from man, but they cannot hide from me, he says. And I say, yes, bow my head, yes, Lord. I heard this before from other people. How in the Lord said this to me? I said, wow, okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Yeshua. Hallelujah. He says, if my Bright would have been ready, it would have been rapture already, would have been out of here. Wow, okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How can I take my Bride if it's not ready? How can I take them? Hallelujah. And as he's talking, I understood that what he showed me before. He has a list of those that are coming home in the rapture. In that list, there's a verse in the book of John where he said that though he has given him, he will not lose one. And so his plan in this departure is not to lose one. So he's working on getting everyone on the same page. A week before last week, a sister said to me, she got herself with the Lord and repenting. She was a Christian, but she was backsliding. She was listening to the Lord Tower on Facebook. And she said that as she was repenting and crying to the Lord, and said, Lord, now that the Lord had really touched her to repent and cry, what do I do now, Lord? And the Lord says, hallelujah, do the corporate fasting with us of the Lord Yahweh. Do the corporate fasting of my children of the Lord Yahweh. Hallelujah. Join them in the fasting, he says, in the weekly fasting, the Lord says to her. So she contacted me to tell me what the Lord had said to her. He spoke to her and said, join the corporate fasting, the Lord says to her, which to me was a joy to hear that again, another confirmation. Hallelujah. Join the corporate fasting, he says to her, of the Lord Yahweh. Hallelujah. And she asked me about it, and I said, you know, send her back the days, Mondays, no food, no water, to 4 o'clock. Wednesday with liquid until 4 o'clock, and Friday with liquid until 4 o'clock, no food. No food all 3 days, but on Monday, no water, no food till 4 o'clock. Amen? So she's another one that had joined our fasting, our weekly fasting. But for the Lord to speak this to her and tell her about this, that she didn't know, my brother and sister, because she hadn't had not been listening for long. Hallelujah. He got just got her life right with the Lord. The backsliding, I don't know how many years she said. It's in my message on Facebook, which I'm glad. Thank you, Sister Renee, for... Shalom, Sister Consuelo. Thank you, Sister Renee, for sending me the information from Ezra on my Facebook. Also, I saw it. I apologize. I don't check my Facebook every day. Okay, maybe twice, three times a week or four, but not every day. Thank you for that information. There's a group of brothers and sisters sending me information on Facebook. That's why I'm apologizing, because sometimes I'll see them 3 or 4 days or a week after my brother and sister. Amen. So I apologize for that. It's something that I'm not too much on Facebook, and I don't like to be there. There's too much stuff there that I don't want to see. Okay, so I'm being very careful. Keeping myself for God is very important, my brother and sister. Amen. Yes, in Israel, there is a great persecution against believer in Israel, especially believer. 95% of the people in Israel have been vaccinated, according to what they said online. I don't know how accurate that is, my brother and sister, because there's a lot of news that is not accurate. But it's like 3 or 4 sites online that says 95% of the Jewish population has been vaccinated. Okay? Praise the Lord. Which is 8-point-something millions. I don't know how many millions there is. Hallelujah. And let me see how many millions of people are in Israel to see if, okay, so it's over 8 million people have been vaccinated. So it is. Okay, so 95% of the people in Israel have been vaccinated. They are beginning to make mandatory the vaccination in Israel. Okay? There's certain group that asked that they will be excluded because they just came out with this medication that can keep them protected from the coronavirus. Made in Israel, 28,000 people have taken it. The government, I guess, is refusing to accept this medication and give them certificate for this medication, which is what they are requiring. I tell the people, if I find anything else, or if you find anything else before me, please let me know. But there's over 28,000 Jews that have taken this medication to protect themselves from the coronavirus, okay? And they're asking the Israelite government that they'll get certificate for the medication they have taken and that they don't have to take the vaccine because they are refusing to take the vaccine. But the government had gone onto religious people, okay? Sister Renee sent me the audio. Listen to the audio the second time I listened to it. It's very strong audio. This sister's crying on this audio asking for help. Because the Israeli government is really turning against them, okay? And they're blocking their cell phones. They're blocking their internet. The internet is under heavy surveillance. The internet and the cell phone is under heavy surveillance, okay? I'm not sure if the women that I heard are true the same because we're both put on Facebook. Okay, heard one last week, heard one today. Sister Renee sent to me. Okay, heavy surveillance on their internet and on their cell phones. Some of them have tried to go on their cell phone to post information. They've been blocked. They've been blocked out of Israel. And they're asking for international help, okay, to have the government know that everyone is watching what they're doing and this, they're not supposed to be doing. Do this. This is what Hitler did in Germany. My brothers in the 30s and 40s, how can they bring this back again? They did that to the Jewish, and people thought that was so wicked and so evil. How come this is happening in Israel now? Not supposed to be happening. Not supposed to be happening. Okay? They're not supposed to be doing this to these people, my brother and sister. It's so unlawful what they're doing. Okay, we need to continue to pray for Israel for sure. Okay, really pray for them, my brother and sister. Amen. I imagine that a lot of people will get out if they let them get out. Because I also heard that before people board a plane, they're also going to have required them the vaccination. I'm not sure that is law in Israel or certain people can get out. I'm not sure, but they're taking this very far against the people. This is persecution against the Christian in Israel that is rising up. This nation of God is coming against the people of God, okay, the Christians, my brother and sister. This is horrible. This is so horrible. But it's happening. We need to continue to pray for them. My brother and sister, yes, we have to be careful what we say because information is coming out of there. We don't know how accurate it is. If there's just some people trying to accuse Israel of things that are not true. We don't know. We don't know. I was telling someone this a few weeks ago. Sometimes we get information and we act upon the information, but we don't know how accurate it is. It could be someone mad at the government because there's been people mad at the government for years, my brother and sister. And they say a lot of things that were not true. Okay, but we know that Benjamin Netanyahu has been vaccinated. Okay, so he's not the same anymore. So a lot of changes, of course, are going to come. Okay, we have to say because it was on television, YouTube, when he got vaccinated. We know he got vaccinated. So it's not the same man we know anymore. Someone else in his place. So, okay, and these demons from hell, they hate us. They hate the world. They hate the church. That's why they're going after everyone to be vaccinated. This by seeing is beyond. Someone was telling me it's up to 6 million a day. I don't know that. As far as I know, it's about 3+ million people a day that are being vaccinated. Someone told me a few days ago that it's 6 or more. I don't know about that. I can't rely on what other people are saying, but what's online is 3+ million in the United States, over around 2 million, 1.8 million are being vaccinated daily. But the fact of the matter is that they're being killed daily. That's what that is. Okay? And the moment they take the vaccination and they get removed from their body, they want to come back. And they're crying out for help, for people to help them, knowing right away they're deceived. You know? And the demons say, no, come. You're coming with us. That's it. That's it. You don't want to test that. You don't want 200 demons waiting for you on the other side. Someone was telling me that she saw the demon standing by this person before it got vaccinated. And there were demons standing. There was standing. The demon was standing. And she said that before this person was vaccinated, whenever this person was going, the person was going to be vaccinated by going to the center where they vaccinate people. The coronavirus vaccine. The demon was next to her, ready so when she will be vaccinated, they can remove her out of her body. That's how quickly they are up to date with this stuff. They want people to be vaccinated because they want to remove the soul out of the body quickly. And she saw this, and she was telling me, you were right, because the Lord showed her. She said, you were right. I saw it. The Lord showed me. I saw it. Person was going to be vaccinated. The Lord showed in the spirit the demon were following her. So when she will be vaccinated, they can remove her quickly. They're acting quickly. And they were calling her, hey, are you coming? You got your appointment. Are you coming? Are you coming? And the person was on the phone, yeah, not knowingly. Yeah, I'll get my vaccine. Yeah, I'll get it. I'll be there. And the demon was following her, getting ready to take her out of her body and take her body and put a demon in her place. The person was telling me, it's like, do you see? So you are right. The Lord showed me. So I wanted this confirmation and I got it. Thank you. I said, you see, I give you what I get, what I receive, what I give you. It's what's happening now. A lot of people are not aware. Okay? Another person, Anne, got vaccinated. And when she called her Anne, the Anne said something to her that she said, you're not my aunt anymore. My aunt would have never said that to me. Imagine the surprise on that demon's face. What? Because they want to act like the person. When they once they occupy the body, they want to act like that person. Depending how you are, if you're married, they want to act like you're that wife or that husband. They want to fake it, okay, so they can convince you that they are the one, but they are not. And if you really pay attention, you're going to find them making mistakes because they can never be like that person. She says, my aunt would have never said that to me. Imagine the surprise of the demon and block the demon right away. No more, because you're not my aunt on Facebook. Said, wow. If that's a reality that is happening, that's the reality. My brother and sister, get email almost every day from people, or every day, 2 or 3 email of people or more telling me, sometimes 8, 10 email people emailing me how their family are being vaccinated. My brother and sister, okay? I don't want to be cruel, but there's nothing you can do once they're vaccinated. Once they make that choice and take that step, there's nothing you can do for them. I don't want to sound cruel. I'm being understanding with people, okay? You pray for them before they're vaccinated. You talk to them before they're vaccinated. They refuse to listen to you. This person was telling me today, was telling this guy, a Christian, hey, don't take the vaccine, the heavy side effect when you take this vaccine. Oh, no, my doctor recommended, and I have heart problem, I'm going to take it. Soon as available for me, I'm going to take it. She's like, they're not even listening. Exactly. They're not even listening. They're not listening to us. They don't want to hear us. How many of them are calling me for profit? Oh, don't listen to the guy. And they go take it, and they're fighting the demon because they're taking them away. It's just sad. I tell you before you take it, because then you're going to be fighting those demons. You're not going to win. They're stronger than you. They're just going to take you down. That's it. That's it. My brother-in-law says, please, Elvie, help me. Help me. Please help me. Please help me. And I'm all broken down running to help him. And the Lord is like, go ahead, help him if you can. Go help him if you can. And I'm trying. Realize then the Lord is right. Nothing we can do for them. Once they take the vaccine, there's nothing we can do. They take their soul and that's it. My brother and sister, this is the sad part about all this. Hallelujah. But Philip was found in Azotus, A-Z-O-T-U, Azotus, passing through and preached in all the city until he came to Caesarea. My brother and sister, he preached. He was led. He spoke what God was giving him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse chapter 9, yes, Saul, yes, breathing out, threatening to and slaughtering against the disciple of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Notice how Paul is still, hallelujah, slaughtering, threatening, and slaughtering against the disciple of the Lord. He was doing his thing. Because there's a time that God's going to allow people to be slaughtered, to save them and bring them to heaven. And that's a glorious day. You go into heaven from being killed for the Lord, oh man, they're going to hold you really high up in heaven. They're going to say, you know what you just did? Do you know the reward you're going to get for doing that? You know the honor? Hallelujah. You're honoring the Lord who was slaughtered for God, who was killed as a lamb, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's a high, high honor in heaven when you are killed for the Lord. Yet, breathing out or threatening slaughter against the disciple of the Lord, breathing. Every breath we take, that every single human being take on this earth is permitted. It is given to us and permitted by God. God allowed us to breathe. God was allowing Paul to breathe, although he was killing his disciple. That's his mercy that endures forever. There are people breathing right now that they will stop breathing very soon, my brother and sister. Those that got killed through the coronavirus, we were like, oh, poor people, poor elder. God was taking them home. Every time God does something good on this earth, people think it's bad, my brother and sister. Why is that? Because usually we don't ask God, why is this? Why is that, Lord? Okay? God taking these elders, these people home through the coronavirus is actually a good thing. God giving us prophecy months and years back, I'm going to take, hallelujah, certain of my children home soon. Soon I'm taking them home. The coronavirus came and they began to die. God was taking them home. Hallelujah. Yes, you don't want to see your family die, but they're going to heaven, a better place. They're going to heaven, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. The Lord is cleansing the earth because the Lord revealed to us that over 80% of the people on the earth are not the seed of the woman, but are the seed of the serpent. I remember when Father revealed to me that in the end of time, he was going to cleanse the earth from the seed of the serpent years ago. So God right now is cleansing the earth from the seed of the serpent, and people are mad that the seed are taking the coronavirus by sin. Every time God is doing something good, people blame him for doing something bad. Lord, give us a sermon. Give us a sermon, Lord. Give us understanding, Lord. Give us wisdom. God is cleansing the earth from evil, and people are mad that God is cleansing, is killing so many people. My brother and sister, when the Egyptian would not listen to Moses, through God's word, through the mouth of the prophet God, Moses, hallelujah, that they couldn't repent and join the children of Israel, but they were supporting Pharaoh, their king. And every one of them was rising against the Jewish people. They have their arm. They have their machete. They have the sword. They have the arrows. They have ready. They were ready to kill the children of Israel. And God said to Moses, Pharaoh, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to kill the firstborn. And the word of God that God speaking cannot return void. And the Lord said, I will pass through Egypt this night, and I will kill the firstborn. And told Moses, take the blood of the animal of lamb and put it over your doorpost, that when the angel of day will pass by, it will not enter where he sees the blood. And the Lord says, I will go through the land this night. And that night came, hallelujah, the Lord, and also came the angel of death, which the Bible says the last enemy is death. And as they came by, killing the firstborn, out of, hallelujah, of the Egyptian, including the, hallelujah, the sons of Pharaoh, firstborn of Pharaoh, my brother and sister, he killed, hallelujah, all those millions. We don't know how many millions, but it was plenty of them that he killed, my brother and sister. And if you were looking at this picture and you're looking what's happening in Egypt, you say, how can God do this? You don't understand that God told them to repent. God says to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go so they can come and worship me at this mountain. To God, our relationship with him, the relationship with his children is more important than any life on this earth, hallelujah, than any seed of the serpent. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so, hallelujah, God came and killed the firstborn. Hallelujah. And of course, the Egyptian was not happy. And says to Moses, go ahead, take your people. Take your people, finally. He saw that God is not playing. Finally, people on earth now in 2020 and 21 are seeing that God is not playing around. What happened in Egypt, what God did in Egypt is doing it again. But in this time, there's such a massive population of the seed of the serpent. My brother and sister, such a massive population of the seed of the serpent. Billions of people. Billions of children of the serpent. And God said, I'm going to cleanse the earth. And a lot of people don't understand that if they step back and pray and worship and seek God and allow God to cleanse the earth and remove the seed of the serpent, we're going to begin to have peace on this earth again. Hello, someone. Praise to Yeshua. When the Lord removed the seed of the serpent, and then the Lord bring his revival,
to those that are not the seed of the serpent. He's not going to bring a revival to the seed of the serpent. Are you hearing me? Are you understanding what we're speaking tonight? He's not going to bring a revival to the seed of the serpent. The revival is a promise for the seed of the woman. The seed of the serpent are not going to heaven. They were never meant to go to heaven. The Bible talks about them that are condemned since before the foundation of the earth. They cannot go to heaven. The only place it can go to is hell. My brother and sister, the seed of the Lord and his enemy, which is Satan, and planted his seed, has been grown together until the end of days, the Lord said. Then he'll send his messenger to remove them and throw them into the fire. They're being thrown into the fire right now. Right now. The earth is being cleansed. And people are getting mad at God. Oh, my God. Why are so many people dying with the coronavirus? I see. God is cleansing the earth. And he's not asking you for permission. The earth is his and everything in it. He wants this earth cleansed. He's not asking the church for permission. He never done it, and he never will. He doesn't do anything before. Hallelujah. He tell his servant the prophet. He's telling us what to do. He told Moses, I am coming this night to kill the firstborn. Put the blood on the post of your door so that the angel will not enter. The angel of death will not enter. That's it. That's it. He wasn't asking Moses for permission. A lot of people think that God needs to ask them for permission. What did he say? Can I go? Can I do this? The earth is his. This is all his. We are his. Especially the church that's been purchased with a price on the cross. God's not going to ask anyone for permission. He's letting us know what he's doing. When I asked the Lord, Lord, why is there so many people dying with the coronavirus? I seen Lord, as he showed me, he says, I am cleansing the earth. That's it. He didn't need to tell me nothing else. He is my God. He is my Lord. Let his will be done. He's doing good while people are judging him for doing evil. Because people don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. Hallelujah. Let his will be done. You'll see when the Lord is done. You'll see when more billions are eliminated out of the seed of the serpent, how peaceful the earth becomes. You're going to see it. Less time go by. 300 million in the United States by July of this year will have taken the vaccine. About 5 or 6 billion worldwide by July or August. Let it take effect. Let it happen. You'll see the peace we're going to have on this earth. Every day as he cleansing, more peace we're going to have. He's going to cleanse the evil. He is removing the seed of the serpent because you don't understand. The seed of the serpent, as they've been multiplied over the years, they've been causing pain over the church. They've been causing evil over the children of God. They've been bringing headaches and so much more. My brother and sister, if I sat with you and I began to tell you all the things that the seed of the serpent had created for themselves, and how much evil and headaches they have brought upon the children of God, you'll be like, what? Because they've been around for so many years and causing us so much pain that you've been thinking that this is normal and this is okay, when it's not. My brother and sister, hallelujah, a demon will never be peaceful. A demon will never be peaceful with you. A demon will never beat your friend. What Jesus said about John 10:10, that the thief, they only come to steal, kill, and destroy. And every single demon out of the pit of hell, in their heart and their mind, they only have one thing against you and I. And it's that they want to kill, steal, and destroy us. Because they cannot repent and go to heaven, but you and I can. And they hate us with a passion. They hate us with a passion. And God, removing the headaches and pain from our life is removing them. They are our pain on this earth. And you don't understand it until God begins to remove them and remove them and remove them and remove them. All these disagreements in politics and government and school and cities and family and everywhere, it's the seed of the serpent causing it. They are the one causing the headache. They are the one causing the division. Huh? Trump said, let's help the people. Let's get the stimulus to help the family. And Pelosi said, no. Oh, no. If we give this money to the people, we'll be in bankruptcy upon the nation. And Trump said, but we're making so much billion in the stock market. We're only going to take a little and give it to the people. Our nation is making so much money, so much income is coming in into our government. Let's take some of the money and give it back to the people to help the struggling family. And Pelosi, no, no, no. We got so much seed of the serpent in government that when God began to remove them, there was a sister that had a dream, and she saw Pelosi, and saw a Biden, and saw a bunch of them, the seed of the serpent, and she saw the pain that God said, the Lord said, I am tired. I see them the pain that they're causing upon my children, and the confusion they're bringing upon my people. The Lord says to her, I'm going to remove them, the Lord says. I'm going to remove them from the nation. I'm going to remove them. The day is coming when I'm going to remove them, the Lord says. Why? Because they are the seed of the serpent. My brother and sister, and this seed of the serpent has been causing so much pain and so much headache among the people in every single government of this earth. Hallelujah. You got 300,000 seed of the serpent among the just. Man, good woman, trying to help other people and the nation. And these seed are totally in disagreement. Oh, let's get the money to these people so we can help them and help them with the business and the children and this and that. And immediately see the serpent and say, no, nah. You can probably send a robot to the moon, you know, help the environment. All the agenda for the environment is for them to get more money into the pocket. They never do anything. The state of Florida is one of the most contaminated cities upon the earth. Among any nation, you can check it out. There's a video online about it, which I saw the other day. How contaminated is the water in Florida, the lakes and all that? Why is it so contaminated, the water in the United States so much? And they keep saying they more money for the environment so we can do this and do that. And they never do anything. They pocket all that money. My brother and sister, the seed of the serpent, all they come to do is kill, steal, and destroy. They don't do no good to the third. They don't do no good to the righteous. They don't do nothing for the churches. They don't do nothing for the people. Nothing. They steal from them. The money that belongs to them, they steal it. That's all they do. Kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, but then I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. We're only going to get from God abundance. Life and abundance. In abundance, remember that. Life and abundance. Because from them we get death, abortion, homosexual, and marriage. Homosexual marriage. Lesbian marriage. That's all you get from the serpent, from the seed of the serpent. They support Planned Parenthood. They throw more billions into Planned Parenthood. They open more clinics. Now they get more doctors involved. Now they want to get Christians involved. And so much more. That's all you get from the seed of the serpent. The seed of the woman says, no, we're pro-life. Hallelujah. We're pro-life. Pro-life. God has a day to cleanse them from the earth also. He has a plan. You'll see. So they are there invading people's body. They're going to be removed. They will be removed. It's only for a time and a season. They also will be removed. Father had enough. Father said, this is the end. Enough is enough. The seed of the serpent are being removed. They're taking them by sin. The trap they make, the Lord says to me, for my children, they're falling themselves into. Exactly. Every time the enemy has done this in the past, they end up falling into it. Because this trap of the by sin is for God's people that they said it. My brother and sister, they already condemned those other ones. But the trap is for God's children to try to get them to fall into it, the by sin. But God, hallelujah, when he sees that the sword coming, he'll raise, hallelujah, the trumpet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He always had his people on the higher place, the watchmen on the wall. Thank you, Lord. Praise your Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees, when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. My brother and sister, these are the days. Okay? If you're heartbreaking, you need to ask the Lord to heal your heart. Because you're probably loving someone of the seed of the serpent. That's what that is. You're loving someone of the seed of the serpent. And the seed of the serpent will always say yes to the by sin. A real Christian, a real son and daughter of God will say, I'm going to pray about this first. Because the Lord told me, I am going to protect mine, he says. When I was having this conversation with Jesus, and he came to me and told me that he was cleansing the earth, it was him cleansing. He says, I am the one cleansing. He is cleansing the earth. Okay? He is removing the seed of the serpent. Okay? But he told me something specifically for me to know. I am protecting mine. Okay? The one he's protecting is not going to take the bicene. They're not going to take the bicene. Even if they have not heard me say this on the Lord Tower, they are not going to take the bicene. I am telling you this because the Lord says to me, I am protecting mine. And when the Lord is protecting, the Lord is protecting. Okay? When he is protecting, he is protecting. Now, those that are taking the bicene are the seed of the serpent. You see how easily they take it? And you try to convince them, you go the extra mile. This is what someone was saying to me the other night, that the Lord showed her. He saw, the Lord said, even if you try to convince them and speak to them, as far as you can go with them. And she, because I believe she was talking to someone and what she was telling me, not to take the bicene, this person of the seed of the serpent. And she was telling this woman, don't take the bicenes. Why are you going to take the bicene when the Lord has said this, the bicene is not his and all that? And she kept walking with this person and walking with this person and walking with this person, telling this person, don't take it, and giving this person a lot of information why she should not take this bicene. And she went so far, like going deep into hell for someone, that the person turned around and said, I'm still going to take it because I want to take it. And went to take the bicene. And the Lord said, you see, you can go as far as you want to. Person not to take the bicene, they're going to take it. Why? Because it's the seed of the serpent. And you didn't know. You did not know that was the seed of the serpent. Why did this person took it? Because it's the seed of the serpent. Okay? And you probably marry this person. I'm sorry to say this to you, but you marry a seed of the serpent. Okay? That's what happened. Okay, the seed of the serpent is not going to say no to the bicene because they are convinced of their goodness in that bicene when it's full of evil. Okay, the Bible said that the day will come when they will call evil good. This bicene is evil and they're calling it good. Okay, God knew their heart, my brother and sister. The trap that they set for my children, Jesus said, they're falling into it themselves. Yes. That's exactly what's happening. And I'm sorry that I have to tell you the truth this way, my brother and sister, but this is the fact of the matter. At hand. They're calling evil good. And they're going for it because they were never the seed of God, the seed of the woman. And God said, I will put an enmity between thy seed and her seed. And so, That enmity, or that division, or that against my brother and sister, is that they disagree with you because they want to take the bicene. They think this, and that evil bicene, there's good in it. They're calling it good. My brother and sister, you can see the evil, you can smell the evil. It's right before your eyes. And you're like, this bicene is so evil. And they're calling it good. My brother and sister, hallelujah, because God knew the devil thought that he can handle these children and fill the earth with it so he can persecute the children of God. and put him to the corner. And for years he's been doing this in a way, coming against the church was in so many ways, through legislation and so much. Persecution of the church. Hallelujah. So sad. So sad. There's a part in the Bible when in the restoration, after the resurrection of the Nehemiah, the second prophet, it was in, it's in the book of Nehemiah, when the children of Israel married these women and they had children with them. And when they came to the servant of God told them, I wish I, someone probably know what I'm talking about. Please post it in the chat room. That they needed to say goodbye to these women with their children because they have brought this wickedness unto themselves. I read that in the Bible, and I cry because they had to say goodbye to their children and their wife. But that was the way the Lord wanted things to be. This is what's happening now again. They have married these women or men that are the serpent seed, and now God is removing them from their side because all they've done is caused them headaches and problems and so much more. High blood pressure and so much more. And God is removing them. The time of the end, God said he will do so. Jesus said he will do this at the time of the end. Okay? Because if, imagine if the Lord speaks through a servant, through me or anyone, and the Lord says, hallelujah. Hey, you need to let go of those women at the feet of the serpent. And imagine he gives me the name and the last name, and I come here and I tell you, your wife is a seed of the serpent and your child. Oh, your man is a seed of the serpent and your son. You need to let them go. The Lord says for you to let go. Remove them from your house. What are you going to say? Brother, are you crazy? How can you say such a thing? How can you come? I've been listening to you on the Lord's Hour. How can you come here and say that to me? That I have to say goodbye to my wife and my child? The persecution will be you against me. So God's not going to do that in that way. Okay? So God does it himself. The Almighty does it himself. He's placing the earth and he's removing the seed of the serpent. It could be your wife. It can be your child. He's removing them. But don't get mad at God because you will understand why later on. I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, some of you has been hurt for your heart. Difficult. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, you know, it's difficult, hard, because it's our family that we are losing. But we didn't realize they were the seed of the serpent, and that being removed. And when God is doing this, you got to praise God Almighty. But we're not so happy. You're not so happy. I know you're not happy. I know this is painful for you. It's painful for all of us. It's painful for me. But this is the truth out of the Word of God. This is exactly what's happening. We can close our eyes and say this is not true. But then when you open his word, the Bible, you read it there. Go read the book of Nehemiah and see what happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And they gave their hand that they will put away their wife. Being guilty, they offer a ram on the flock for the trespass. See, Sister, the healer heart, just put it on the... Sister, give us the Bible verse for that in Nehemiah. You can remember exactly if it's 3 or 4 chapter. I haven't read that book in months, my brother and sister. But I know it's there. Hallelujah. It's there. They have to say goodbye to their wife and children. They have to say goodbye to the seed of the serpent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Yes, this Ezra, thank you, Ezra, this, my brother and sister, this person was telling this other person not to take the vaccine and went the extra mile, like really went the extra mile. Like he walked to this person almost all the way to hell, telling this person not to take it, not to say, don't take it, don't take it. Because the Lord said, go ahead and speak to her. And they kept telling the person, don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. And then walk or almost all the way to hell. Hallelujah. It's verse 11, and therefore make confession. Well, here's the hallelujah. Let me praise the Lord. Let me start from verse 1. I haven't read this in a while. Hallelujah. Maybe I have someone read it for me. Who wants to be a volunteer? Thank you, Lord. Who's a good reader? Who wants to be a volunteer and read it for me? Or us. Read it for us. Okay? This is not my word. This is God's word. This is not. We need to read the entire chapter to know what happened there. Okay? Because this is for this time. This is for this time that we're in. Okay? This is for this time. Any volunteer who wants to read the entire chapter for everyone? Well, listen. Hallelujah. So you know that. Thank you, Jesus. What's happening? What is going on? Okay? Because a lot of people are going through this right now. They're going through this. And they're wondering why. You know, you got two seed on the earth, the seed of the woman, the seed of the serpent. Okay? And sadly to say, this is what's happening. God has to cleanse the seed of the serpent because the seed of the serpent been doing a lot of damage, a lot of harm to the people. And there's too many of them. It's like 4-1 or 8-1. I think it's 8-1. 8-1, my brother and sister. 8-1. Think about it. 8 of them when one of us, okay, on the earth, my brother and sister, out of almost 8 billion, we don't have a billion human, okay? We don't have a billion human out of the seed of the woman, okay? And this is terrible. Okay, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it then. Okay, now when Ezra had prayed, and when he has confessed weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, it assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sorely. And the Chersirian, the sons of Javiel, the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed against our God. We have taken foreign wife out of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. When we get to this level, my brother and sister, when we can see the goodness of this, so this is through the sermon, this is through God, this has to be the Lord. This is what they told Ezra. This is what they told Ezra. Hallelujah. Have taken foreign wife of the people, and yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. There should be hope in the earth right now concerning the cleansing God is doing. But people are getting mad at God. God is doing a good thing and they think it's bad. Come on, people. Hallelujah. How can our good God, who Jesus said that our Father is good at doing this, how can you say this is bad when it's actually good? He is cleansing the evil from the earth. Verse 3. Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such, excuse me, that are born of them, the wife and them that are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble of the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Amen. Let it be done according to his word. Everything that God does is good. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Arise, for the matter belongeth unto thee. We also be with thee, be a good courage and do it. Imagine someone rising up and saying this to the people. Hallelujah. Imagine. The Lord says to me, he's protecting his. He's cleansing the earth, but he said, I'm protecting mine. So as far as we know, as God, the seed of the woman, the Lord is protecting his. The rest, let it be, Lord, let it be. Verse 5. Then arose Ezra and made the chief of the priests and the Levite of all Israel to swear that they should do according to the word that they swore. You know, a lot of people pray a lot of things that they have no idea what they're praying. They pray to God for God to cleanse the earth. for God to rise up and fight for his people. And when God rise up and fight for his people, and when he began to cleanse the earth, then people don't understand, why is God doing this? Look, my aunt, my uncle, my friend, my neighbor, just took the vaccine, the death. Why? Why? God is doing a wonderful thing. God is doing a good thing, and people are complaining. Hello, someone. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and Israel rose up from before the house of God and went unto the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliasi. And when he came hither, he ate no bread nor drank no water for the mourn. He mourned because of the transgression of those who had been carried away. He went into fasting. And fasting is good, like the Lord told this woman. Go into fasting. Join the corporate fasting of the Lord Yahweh. Okay? It's a good thing. It is a good thing that the Lord is doing. We will praise him for that. Verse 7, and they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever will not come with them 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, and all the substance that should be foretained of himself separate from the congregation of those who had been carried away. And all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days, and it was the 9th month of the 90th day of the month, and all the people sat on the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of the great rain. I always, when I saw rain, in certain time, in certain months, we have month of rain, that I was questioning this rain, that I knew the rain meant it. When the coronavirus vaccine began December 8th of last year, it began to rain and rain and rain for weeks. And I looked at that rain and I knew that that rain was not normal. I said, this rain, this is not normal. This is something else. This, I knew the rain was like carrying a message to me or to God's people. I am cleansing the earth. Look at the confirmation here in the Bible that I just find out for myself, and I thank God for this. Everything we need to know, Jesus said, is in his word. If we ask him to show it to us, he'll show it to us. I knew the rain of December 8th meant a lot. My brother and sister, it just began, by sin began, the rain began. And the same thing happened here. My brother and sister, for 20 days and the 9 months, other people of the house got trembling of the matter because of the great rain. That's what I saw, great rain. And I mentioned it to my wife, this rain is significant. It's prophetic. My brother and sister. Verse 10. As for the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken foreign wife to increase the trespass of Israel. My brother and sister. And you don't want to, hallelujah. You don't want to be direct in this way where you'll say things that, you have to be careful how you say it. Look how the priest Ezra said it to the people. Okay? He's not going to stand and say, okay, let me tell you why. It's because they're just the seed of the serpent, the devil's children, you know, your wife and the children is of the serpent. And, you know, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to make your life miserable. He's not going to say and say that because the people will get mad and be offended. So you have to be wise when you say things. Okay? You have to be wise how you speak to people, because people may misunderstand you. Someone just asked me a direct question. I go into the word, and we have to be wise how we say things, because if you say it directly that way, you're really going to offend people. Okay? You're really going to offend people. So we have to be careful how we say it. Look how Ezra said it. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed and have taken foreign wife to increase and trespass of Israel. Hallelujah. You have taken women that are not of God, out of the people of God, which is the seed of the serpent, and you have taken these women that are the seed of the serpent, and you married them and had children with them, and so you have transgressed and breaking the commandment of the Lord. Basically, that's what's happening in these last days. But people in the last days are so smart and have so much information. They have a smart computer and the cell phone, and then that if I say this, they're going to Google it. They're going to look it up on Bible.com or and so much more, and they're going to come against me with everything they got. So we have to be really careful how we say things, my brothers and sisters. Really, but I hope people are understanding the message tonight, though. Okay? I hope you're understanding the message and that I'm not pointing finger to nobody. Okay? God is telling us that the reason why this is happening is because we have married women or men that are not his seed, but the seed of the serpent. That are not of the seed of the woman, but the seed of the serpent. And God is cleansing the earth, and God is removing the seed of the serpent. And you might be married to a seed of the serpent. And I hope, we'll leave it there. Please don't, I'm not going to point finger to nobody, because I'm nobody to be doing that. I mean, I'm not in position to be doing, but we that are in position of high priest, what the Lord has put us, we have to say this. Okay? I didn't know I was a high priest. I'm a high priest, according to what the Lord showed me. Just like Ezra, I'm a high priest also. And a lot of you don't even know it. You don't even know you're a high priest neither, like Ezra. Okay? Why do you feel... Brother Brandon, why do you feel that way? Because you're a high priest. You don't even know you're a high priest. The jealousy of the Lord you feel in your heart because you're a high priest. Why do you feel so jealous for the things of God? Because you're a high priest. That's all it is. Like Ezra. Like Ezra. When the Lord revealed me that I was stunned. I thought I'll never say it to anybody, but I'm a high priest for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Just like Ezra. Hallelujah. Yeah, sorry. Yes, yeah, sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, therefore, say unto thou say the Lord God, none of my word should be put out off anymore. God says there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go back. Okay. Here it is. Verse 11. Now, therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your Father to do his pleasure, to separate yourself from the people of the land and from the foreign wife. How do we, what are we doing? How do we do it? We need to repent. Make confession is repent. Repent ye, said the Lord. We need to repent. We need to repent. We need to repent. We need to repent. That's what that is. For marrying the seed of the serpent. But I didn't know Brother Irvi. She was so pretty, and I fell in love from first sight. But you didn't ask the Lord or him. You didn't ask the Lord. Did you ask the Lord, Lord, is this your child? And then you waited to hear from the Lord. No, you did not. My brother and sister, we've been there. We know. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. The Lord never told you she was his or he was his. He never told you that. Okay, and if he did tell you that, he or she are not taking the coronavirus vaccine, first of all. They're not. Hallelujah. They're not. They won't. Okay? Why did those men give you so much headache? Because they were the seed of the serpent. Why did they divorce you and left you? Because they were the seed of the serpent. Okay? They were the seed of the serpent. If they would have been the seed of God, the seed of the woman, God would have spoken to him, and God would have said, don't leave my servant because she's mine. Hallelujah. And ask me to restore your marriage, and God will do so. Okay? That's why they did what they did. That's why she did what she did. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Let's go into the word. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12, then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so much we do. But the people are many. And it's a time of much rain. Notice the rain again. We're not able to stand outside. Neither is it in the work of numbers too. For we are many and we have transgressed in these things. Those days of rain, I was not happy. And those days of rain, because I wanted to go out and, you know, I like to go outside, exercise, and notice I'm gaining a few pounds, and I wanted to go out and exercise. And it was like, oh, man. It's so difficult. You want to go for a walk, you want to exercise, and you cannot because it was rain. It was raining. So much rain, my brother and sister. But the rain was indicating something. Verse 14, now let our ruler and other congregation stand, and let all those who have taken foreign wife in our city to come out at the appointed time with them and the elder in every city of the judges thereof until the fierce wrath of God for this matter be turned from us. Right now in the United States and the world, the wrath of God is over them, cleansing the earth out of the seed of the serpent to the coronavirus by sea. God had told them to go into the building, to go into the hospital, to go into the city, to go into the town, and when they take this by sea, to take their soul. Ha, huh, that said the Lord. Not my words. God is cleansing the earth. And Father told me, heard him when he told Dad to go into the city, the hospital, and all these places. The wrath of God is on the earth right now. And this is why every day about 6 million people worldwide are being removed from the earth. The seed of the serpent are being removed by God. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Ezra, as a priest, being wise, knowing that these people fear in God so much, called them and said, hey, you know, this is something we can do. We can say goodbye to them. But now and then, with so much counseling and the core behind all these matters, and if you leave your wife will suit you and take everything away from you, or the other way around, and so much suiting, so much doctor, wicked doctor, the seed of the serpent, wicked judges, and so much that if you do that, you'll end up in jail and so much more. Okay? And God knew this would be this bad in this way. Back then, they didn't have those problems with lawyers. We got so much lawyers on this earth, so much court and so much thing. They're good lawyers of the seed of the serpent, of the woman. But then the 99.9 rest of the lawyers are the seed of the, hallelujah, serpent. And there's the one coming against the seed of the woman. There's the one rising in court, accusing them. A dear sister who is a judge, who is a great friend of mine, my brother and sister in the Lord, I was praying for her. And the Lord, she always asked me for prayer and all this, brothers and sisters. And let me tell you, the Lord took me in the spirit. She's from Texas, right? The Lord takes me in the spirit. She's in court representing this client of her. And the lawyers, I was in the court setting. I was in the spirit. They could not see me. But I could see the lawyers that the other person had accusing her clients, coming against her clients. The lawyers that I was seeing were demons, seed of the serpent. The judge was a demon, seed of the serpent. And they were all coming against her, who the seed of the woman, who was a daughter of God, my brother and sister. Okay? They were all coming against her, my brother and sister. And the Lord was showing me this. And I was stunned. This huge court in Houston, Texas, my brother and sister. And all these lawyers and all these people were all the seed of the serpent. And her and her clan were the only two seed of God that I can see. And they were all coming against her, against this woman of God. And I was stunned. When the Lord brought me back to my body, I said, man, I can't wait to let my sister know what God showed me. Okay? And when I was able to talk to her and share with her what God revealed to me, my brother and sister, I said, dear sister, this is what the Lord showed me. You and your client were the only of God. The rest, I saw the seed of the serpent, demon coming against you in human body. You can see their body, but inside those body was demon, seed of the serpent. And she says, I was having the harder day in court. And this demon lawyer been coming against me, accusing me, okay, accusing me before the court, suing me, coming against me. Brother Elvie, they've been coming against me. I've been asking the Lord for help, okay? The Lord's been having me pray for her, okay? Every day, the Lord had me pray for her. The Lord's been having me pray for her because she was asking, Brother Elvie, will you pray for this? I got this client that I got to go represent in court. Will you pray for this client? Will you pray for this situation for God to give us the victory in court? And we'll pray. And she has so many victory in court. She's of the Lord. But these courts are full of the seed of the serpent, demon, lawyers coming against her, my brother and sister. She doesn't want to be in that situation anymore. She wants to go to heaven. But God is using her to help those that cannot help themselves, my brother and sister. And to me, she is a brave daughter of God. I tell you this. She is brave to be representing God's children in front of this lawyer of the devil. Children of the devil, my brother and sister in court. Okay, that's very hard to do. I'm honest with you. That is very hard to do. And she's been doing this for years. And man, that's a great honor in heaven. I tell you that. Okay, that's a great honor in heaven, my brother and sister, to be going through a headache. Okay, because these demons, they're bad to the bone. They're bad to the seed is bad. They're bad seed. Hey, the father is the devil. Think about it. Their father is the devil. Okay? So I was telling sister that I was taking this, I decided to go back to college. And I was taking the test in college. And I know I passed the test. I took three tests. I know I passed the test. The first time I was taking the test, the computer, the power went down in college. And I'm like, huh? The power went down. Okay. And the text came out that I failed. Went to take the test again, another test. The computer froze. Like, what in the world is going on? Okay. Three tests I went to take, the computer failed. Yesterday morning, when the Lord comes to me, the Lord show me what happened. And the Lord says, the devil did this. The Lord says, he froze the computer. He shut down the power. The whole college could not find out what was happening when the power went down, my brother and sister. They were asking me to take the test again. Okay? Like, the devil does these things. All these AI they have put in these colleges, these are demons from the pit of hell, Jesus showed me. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Okay? These are demons from the pit of hell, these AI they put in. And they're being added to cell phone and so much more. They're putting in college to rerun tests, to create tests, to come up with questions, and so much, so much, so evil. The Lord said it was the devil. Okay? And it made sense because the Lord giving me a vision. He take me to college. I go through one of the main entrances where they have all security and they have all these people. They have all these, they got lawyers. They got all these people who are starting for medicines. Doctors and engineers and all that. Who do you think I saw in a human body walking with them there, being the chief of them that they love so much? Lucifer, Satan. And I said, what is Lucifer doing in college? He was walking like a CEO. And they were loving him. Everybody's in love with him. You know, shaking his hand, and I'm like, that's Lucifer. He tried to talk to me. Satan, stay away from me. Get away from me. My brother says, this is horrible. People on the earth are in love with the devil. Well, Lucifer got his own show on television. My brother and sister, they're in love with him. They were saying that they were going to take the show away, and hundreds of thousands and millions of people requested the show back of Lucifer because they love him so much. This is terrible. Where the earth is. my brother and sister, terrible. They're in love with the devil. Instead of being in love with Jesus, they're in love with the devil. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. They have put him on Netflix. Obama bought Netflix. That's why he's there. Verse 15, Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Hasakiah, the son of Teva, stood against the matter, and Mashalan, and Shabbatai, and the Levi helped them, and the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, a certain chief of the father, was separated according to the house of the father, and all of them by their names, and they sat down on the first day of the 10 months to examine the matter. Let's examine the matter, brothers and sisters. Let's examine this matter. But as long as you know you're being with the Lord, yes, like I said to you before, we can examine this matter, but let's do it by faith. Because if you're going to examine the matter and turn back from doing so, that's disobedient. So we have to be careful examining the matter. Yes, let's examine the matter, but let's do it by faith. And they made an end with all the men who had taken foreign wives by the first day of the first month, and amongst some of the priests who had taken foreign wife, which this, oh man, the son of the priest, they should have never done this. And the sons of Joshua, the son of Hathak, and his brethren, they were found Messiah, Eliezer, and Jerry, and the Gedaliah. And they gave the hand that they would put away their wife. Being guilty, they offered ram or flock for their trespass. Hallelujah. Sure, God was in the matter. Hallelujah, because they felt guilty. They felt guilty. But how many people are feeling guilty for marrying the seed of the serpent? Yeah, I mean, he beat me, but he's an okay guy. He's an okay father. No, he's not. He's beating you. He's mistreating you. He's abusing you. He's abusive. You want to know the sign of the seed of the serpent? Abusive. Mental abusive. Verbal abusive. Aggressiveness. Hello, someone. Aggressiveness. Offensive. They justify themselves when they do evil. They think it's okay when they do evil. It's fine. They're just being human. A devil, a demon is being human. How do you like that one? The devil is being human. Lucifer is being human. How do you like that one? This is terrible what's going on down here. And people think it's okay. No, God should just let it go on and on. No, he's not going to. He's a holy God. Holy is his name. Didn't you hear? Holy is his name. He's not going to allow this to keep going on and on. He's not going to allow this. He's going to kill them, remove them from the earth, just to make it more sweet. He's going to remove them from the earth, annihilate them. That sounds horrible. Remove them sounds more cute. Okay? So they do that. The Lord, I'm telling you, he's going to remove them. They're not going to escape his sword. Holy and righteous is him. He judges with righteousness. He's going to remove them. Can you imagine? Our God is holy and righteous, right? He judges with righteousness. How can they stand in his presence? Think about it for a second. How can any of them stand in his presence? They can't stand in his presence. There's no way possible they can stand before him. He's going to remove them. When he takes his sword out like he's doing, he is removing them. Okay? And yes, that's what the great 7-year Great Tribulation is about. When the Great Tribulation begins, he turns them into werewolves. Oh, yeah, they're bastinated up and down, a demon inside your body. And that demon finally out of hell. He's finally have a body, and he's getting some rest. This earth is their heaven because it's never going to get better for them. This earth, where you and I are in, this is the heaven. This is their demon paradise right now that are coming out of hell and occupying this body, okay? But God's going to remove them from this earth completely. First, you know, for those unbelievers that are doubting what the church is saying, what God is saying in his word, that are questioning that if God, what God is doing or saying is true and all that. Well, when the great tribulation began, he turns them into werewolves. He'll show you their heart. The wickedness and evil of their heart. What did the Lord say? There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Oh, yeah. He's going to reveal their heart. He's going to turn them into beasts. Like King Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to turn them into beasts. Turn them into werewolves. The walking dead. He's going to turn them into the walking dead. And you'll be like, well, why is my neighbor walking like the walking dead? And you're getting close, and all of a sudden she turns around at me, and she wants to eat you, and she's chasing you to eat. You're like, neighbor, it's me, a sister so-and-so, neighbor, why are you chasing me? What do you want to eat me for? Don't stay around to see it for with your own eyes, because if you stay around for the great tribulation to see it with your own eyes, you're going to be running for their life, because they'll be running for meat. They're hungry for meat. Why meat? Your meat. You are for dinner in the great tribulation. If you stay behind, you are the one for dinner. You are the one they want to eat. Okay? You are the one they want to eat. You will be the one for meat for them. Hallelujah. You will be the dinner. When I saw this, this was terrible, my brother and sister. I was for me. When the Lord took me, I had to run with the rest of the people. And I'm running for my life. Look at me. I'm a preacher. I'm over here preaching. We're not in the great tribulation yet. And I'm running for my life because they wanted to eat me. And I'm like, and I'm running and I'm climbing fences. I'm going through windows and, you know, I'm closing windows and they were breaking through windows and I'm closing door and they're kicking down the door. And I'm like, wait a man, the Lord brought me here. I know the Lord wants me to share with my brothers and sisters how bad the great tribulation is going to be, but I'm running for my life. Hello, someone. I'm being chased. I was in me all the day, running. Yeah, they didn't got to harm me at all, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But it's difficult. It's difficult. The things that we have to endure because the Lord wants us to share what's coming. My brother, and this is so close. My face was pressed against the great tribulation the other day. I was shocked how close it is. I asked the Lord, how close is the great tribulation, like from the time you showed me before? And when he took me down, my face was pressed against the man. I had to back away. Well, no place, because this is how it was. My face was pressed against the great tribulation, and right to my right was the door to heaven, the door of the rapture. And I went through the door, and I was, boom, I was in heaven, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It was like in second I was billions or trillions of miles away. Incredible, the power of God. My Lord, let's not even talk about the power of God, because he's the Almighty. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And so I was shocked. I was so shocked how close it is. The bride is almost out of here. Bright is almost out of here, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Verse 20. And the sons of Immer, Harasni, and Sabadiah, and the sons of Harim, Esai, and Lisha, and Shamaiah, and Jael, and Uzziah, and they're giving you a whole list of their sons, my brother and sister, and even daughter, Makahiah, Matahaniah, giving you a whole list of their sons. Hallelujah. And the sons of Ivan and Kish, and then all these have taken foreign wives, and the some of them have wives whom they had children. This, hallelujah. What they have done, it's been, hallelujah. Then comes to the Nehemiah. Okay, but the whole idea was to say bye to those women. Bye, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say bye. Just say bye, say goodbye to them. Hallelujah. Because they had committed great sin before the Lord. Amen. And so they had to say goodbye. Praise the Lord. Now, they asked him in the letter in the synagogue of Damascus. We're back to Acts 9. And he found any who were on his this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them about unto Jerusalem. And he journeyed and he came near Damascus. And suddenly that shone around him a light from heaven. Okay? This light that shone on him from heaven was Messiah, the same that went to the cross, my brother and sister. Okay? My brother and sister. The light shine upon him. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. And so, see, the devil, because he has so many children on the earth, 8 to 1, almost 9 to 1, he's very happy with his children because they're wicked and they're evil, and they're going to keep doing wickedness and evil. And by doing it so much, they'll confuse the children of God, especially if they're married to them. Okay? Then they look at the sea and they think that this was the plan of God from the beginning. No, it wasn't. This was never the plan of God from the beginning. If Adam and Eve were not ate from the fruit that God told them not to eat from, everything would have been perfect. Hallelujah. The generations of Noah and the generations of Lot, again, were full of the children of the serpent. And it didn't matter how much Noah, this is what stunned me this week, what the sister told me, that the Lord said, go ahead, speak to her. And she spoke to her mile into hell. She could see this woman heading to hell. I don't think the woman could see. She was heading to hell. And she was speaking to her for a mile. Don't take the by seeing. This by seeing is evil. If you take this by seeing, and she's telling this woman, if this woman, if she's listening to her and she keep walking. She's listening to her and she's walking like a businesswoman. But she's not listening in reality. Because she's saying that the by seeing is good because the doctor recommended it, blah, 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 and all that. Why would the government make a bad vaccine? No, and, well, I'm going to take it. And she went to take the vaccine. And when she took the vaccine, that was it for her. That was it. And she was watching the whole thing. The demon was waiting for her to take the vaccine and take her soul out of the body. My brother and sister. And the Lord said, you see, how many times did you tell her not to take the vaccine? Okay? She knows you for a long time, right? You guys are friends. Did she listen to you? No. No, she did not listen. See? Her feet go into the way to hell. Praise the Lord. This seed of the serpent are not going to listen to us. Oh, you can be on your knees praying for them. You can be doing all. They're not going to listen to you. They already made up their mind. Their mind has been made up before they were born. My brother and sister. There's a passage in the book of John, in the book of Peter, the first letter of Peter, letter of John, that tells you that they've been condemned since before the foundation of this earth. My brother and sister, the condemnation will not delay. Praise the Lord. I didn't really want to get into that. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, but somehow, hallelujah, we end up always talking about the same because we have a lot of people who wants to know, who wants to, hallelujah, even understand more. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, mighty God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Let me go to the... Or in Jude 1:4, for the certain men who have crept unaware, who were foreordained, okay, before this condemnation of the ungodly man. Ungodly man. Men that are not of God. Who are these? Who are these men on the earth that are not of God? The seed of the serpent. The seed of the serpent are not of God. My brother and sister. Brother Miguel was looking for it too. Thank you, Lord. Ungodly men. Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, denying of Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand now why they denying the Lord? Or why so easily they can go take the vaccine? A real Christian, a real human, when this vaccine is offered, they immediately think, well, I know and I cannot trust my government, cannot trust man. I'm not going to trust man with my life. Okay? So let me pray about this. Let me pray about this. Like the Lord said, I'm keeping mine. I'm protecting mine. His is protected. His is not going to say yes to the vaccine. okay? But those that are not his quickly are going to say, yes, they'll see the benefit in the evil. They're calling evil good. They'll see the benefit in the evil right away. Hallelujah. Blind leading the blind. Hallelujah. These that are creeping into the church unaware, who were foreordained of old, before old God was talking about them, for this condemnation. But why are they condemned? You know, can they be saved, Brother Elvie? Brother Elvie, can they be saved? God said no. That before they were foreordained for this condemnation. You want God to rewrite the Bible again? And said, well, you know, I'm going to change this part that they were foreordained to the condemnation. I'm going to change that they can be saved. No, they cannot be saved. God said that they were foreordained for this condemnation. Hallelujah. And let me look up this word, foreordained, so you get an idea. Praise the Lord, because I done this before, but somehow we have to get back here again. Hallelujah. And it's the word from the past, okay, foreordained. Faith is another word of God or faith. Appointed, appoint or decree. Something beforehand, the progress, foreordained. Predestined, oh, I love that word. Because that's another word that is in the Bible, predestined. Predestined or destined of faith, which is the more common word we use today, the faith of these people. So God says that he predestined from all for this condemnation, these men. And we have over 80% of them on the earth today. These men that he predestined for the condemnation to go to the lake of fire Hallelujah, before old, God predestined their condemnation that they were going to the lake of fire. And you're asking me, Brother Elvie, can we pray for them? Can they be saved, Brother Elvie? Well, then you're not believing the Bible. You're not believing God's word. God said that they are ordained to be condemned for the condemnation, my brother and sister. I'm not going to get there against God's word. If God said that these plus 80% of these see that the woman that are on the earth today in human body are predestined to be condemned. You know, what can we change out of that? We have to believe God and his word. My brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. It's just so sad. They are taking them by sin, and God knew they would. That this is the other part of this. God knew that they would take them by sin. Because it was God who created the heaven and the earth. God knows everything. Hallelujah. They cried, denying the only God and our Lord Jesus Christ. When I began to say that Jesus was God on the Lord's Tower 2012, all men was people. The people came against me. Minister, preacher, church members. Man, I have so many people coming against me. Huh? Where do you get that Jesus is God? Denying Jesus. My brothers, I said Jesus was God. And they were like, what? And the Bible says that Jesus is God. And that's what I said. The Bible says, and I look up the verse, Jesus is God. And they were not happy with me. And I said, how can this be? Message after message telling me that he's not God. Denying. The Bible says, denying the only God, the only Lord God, right there, the only Lord God. Denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's sad. It's just so sad the way things are down here. I will therefore put in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who believe not. My brother and sister, hallelujah. I believe since faith is our foundation, those that believe not are the seed of the serpent. Okay? Since faith, remember what John 3:16 say and then on. And I'm going to remember you now why I say this. It's going to have you thinking. This is going to have you thinking. But, you know, we need to think. We need to think, and we need to see it in the Word. Okay? John 3:16 says, "For God loved the Word, the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God not saved his world and to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." Amen to that. "He that believeth in him is not condemned." Okay? Here's the foundation of the just. The just, okay, will believe in him because his foundation is faith. But then God is indicating to us those that will not believe in his Son. He that will not believe in him is not condemned. So in other words, he that doesn't believe in him is condemned. Yes, thank you for that, sister. His sheep knows his voice. My sheep know his voice. My voice, John 10, and I know my sheep. Okay? That will not fall on the seed of the serpent, that they are his sheep. That will not fall. Because they doesn't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus' voice. One. Okay? And they don't know Jesus because they're denying him. They are denying him. He that believeth not is not condemned. But he that believes not is already condemned. This is the part here. It's already condemned. When was he condemned? Like the apostle said, since before the foundation of this earth, the person is already condemned. Before the person was born here, although it's born in a human body, but it's the seed of the serpent, it's already condemned. It's not going to believe. You can preach to them like this person was doing with this woman, preaching her all the way to hell. Because the Lord says to her, you can preach to her all the way to hell. And she said, well, I want to try. And the Lord said, go ahead. And she began to preach to her and preach to her and preach to her all the way to hell. And she kept saying no. And what she was telling her, look, if you take this by seeing, these things are happening to the people that are taking them by seeing. First of all, you're supposed to pray to God to know this by seeing is of God. Like telling her everything she needed to know not to take the by seeing. And still this woman said, I don't think our government will lie to us. I don't think there's nothing wrong with this by seeing. I'm going to take it anyway. Doctors recommend it. I'm going to take it anyway. There was nothing she can say to this woman not to take the by seeing. Nothing. And took the by seeing. The demon was waiting to take her soul out of the body. And she's looking at that and she said, Brother Ovi was right, she says to me. As she saw the demon taking her soul, Brother Ovi was right. When she told me this, I said, I'm glad God revealed that to you. I am glad. Because it's better. I'm praying that God reveal this about this by seeing to more people. So more people will know. And then more people. Because some people that may not listen to me listen to them. And then God reveals it to them. They'll say to those people. And those people will not take it. Okay? Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why do they reject Jesus' name? Why don't they believe he is God? See? They don't. And the angel who came down the first day, but led their own habitation, how he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Believe me. When the Lord took me to the prison in hell, where those Nephthalines are locked up. There's 200 of them are locked up in that prison of darkness, pitch black darkness, or beyond that. My brother said, I was the only there among those demons with light. And when they saw me, they immediately came to fight me. I was fighting them. My brother said, spiritually, I was fighting them. They were throwing their punches. They were jumping on me. I will grab them and throw them away and punch them until the Lord got me out of there. It was horrible. Big fight. They just wanted to kill me. I can feel their anger. I can feel their rage. I can feel their hatred for humanity. Because they've been locked up there for thousands and millions of years. They haven't seen the light. It's a square box in hell where they're locked up. The thickness of that wall is beyond our understanding as human beings. The steel that we use to make the box, is beyond our technology. Okay? Beyond. They can punch. They can scratch the wall. They can do whatever they want, and they can do nothing to the wall. My brother, they're so mad at God. They're so mad at humanity. They hate humanity. When they looked at, when I looked at them, the evil I saw in their eyes, red eyes, red like you haven't seen before, full of hatred and evil. They're horrible because they've been out of the presence of God for so long. They used to be a beautiful angel. But the Bible said God locked them up until the day of the great day. Until the day of the great day. They can't get out. They can't get out. They can't get out. They wish to get out. They can't. They cannot. My brother and sister. They left the first day. What was the first day? Holiness. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. They left holiness. And if you don't walk in holiness with God, if you leave holiness, like many churches are done today. Oh, man. Oh, Father doesn't want to hear about you. If you leave holiness, if you don't seek holiness and righteousness with God, hallelujah, that's the music being played in heaven all the time. Holy, holy, holy art thou, O God Almighty. That's what heaven stands for. If you don't walk in holiness with God, God doesn't want to hear it. Hallelujah. You're playing strange music down here if you're not seeking out the holiness and righteousness with God. My brother and sister, when Jesus came to me yesterday morning, he says, my church is not ready to come home, he says. And I saw him walking. I bowed my head. He says, look, lesbian sin among my children. Sin among my children, he says, look. He said, look, my servant, sin among my children that wants to come home. I can't bring them home in this state they're in, he says to me. Cannot bring them home in this state they're in, he says to me. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. If you're not repenting before the Lord, if you're not repenting your sin and trespasses, you're wasting your time. You need to be repenting your sin and trespasses before the Lord. Ask him every day to cleanse you with his blood and his holy fire. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Very important. You seek up the holiness and righteousness of Jesus. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. You need to understand who Jesus is. He knows the Father demands holiness, and holiness he must get from each and one of us. If we don't repent and come to him holy and righteous, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, you can forget about anything else. He doesn't want to hear it. My brother and sister, our Father is holy, holy, holy. Three times, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. The other day, the week before, when Father came to me to talk to me about, hallelujah, the bird that was singing, that I will hear sing before I will come home, he says, man, I got so excited to hear Father. Father, it's my son. Hallelujah. I love him so much. I love him so much, so much. I want to be with him already. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Such a loving God. But his word is so true. So true. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. It's just not the way it is. The way it is in heaven. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He is so holy and righteous. He demands that from us. Jesus said, be thou like thy Father, perfect, like thy Father who is in heaven. He called Abraham his friend. And yes, he had a beautiful relationship with Abraham. But he turned to Abraham and said, Abraham, be thou perfect before me. Imagine Abraham, but God, I'm already your friend. We're already walking together. And now you're telling me to be perfect before you? But Abraham's so obedient to God. Did not question when God told him, be thou perfect before me. Hallelujah. He knows what God demands. He knew. So he obeyed God. And did what God asked him to. He was after holiness and righteousness. He didn't care what the nation was doing around him. He was not doing what they were doing. They were wasting their time in prostitution, sin, whatever, pornographic, whatever. Abraham was not interested in the garbage. Abraham was keeping himself with the Lord. And he would pray to God every day. He would present himself before God every day, praying to his God, claiming his promise, keeping himself holy and righteous before him every single day of his life until the day God took him home. And every man and woman that God has called, like Esther, they kept themselves from the Lord. Hallelujah. Esther was totally different than any other woman in Persia and around that area. All the other women were focused on beauty for the king. My brother and sister, not Esther. Yeah, Esther prepared herself for the king. But most of her prepare was for the king of kings, my brother and sister. That's what the Bible is saying to us. Esther prepared herself for the king. But she was after a glorious king. Not just the king of the earth, but the king of heaven. Esther commanded that all the Jews will fast, my brother and sister, and keep themselves for the Lord. After she heard what this Haman did, the command that using the king ring to make the law that the Jewish people will be killed, hallelujah, her heart was tear into. Esther was a Jewish woman of God who feared God, who trembled at her presence, of his presence. Call of the Jewish people will fast. Hallelujah, that God will rise and the God will fight for them. As David said, rise, O Lord, and see how thy enemy have made a tumult against thy people. That was Esther's heart. Rise, O Lord, and see, rise, O Lord, and see how thy enemy have made a tumult against thy people, thy elect one. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Esther's heart was for God. And her heart was for her king of kings and Lord of lords. But to fulfill the earthly, hallelujah, law, she did both. She kept herself for God. Hallelujah. In obedience and righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. But prepare herself for her king, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Difficult. Because you have to submit to the law of the land. But you also have to submit to the greater law, the law of our God, my brother and sister. They can change the law and say that mandatory you're going to have to take the by sin. But God says in his word, not that you only trust in the Lord thy God. You're going to have to choose the word of the Lord above all what men are saying. And they may throw you on a FEMA camp in jail, in prison. But let it happen because you're being obedient to the law of the Lord. My brother and sister, to his commandment. Praise you, Jesus. And Esther kept herself. And asked that all the Jewish people will fast. That they will pray to God because our help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the Bible says. Esther was depending on God, my brother and sister, that God will fight. Hallelujah, that he will take vengeance on what Haman had decreed on the nation. She feared for the life of every Jew, hallelujah, who feared God. Praise you, Lord. And God uses woman. Hallelujah. When all of the men were afraid and trembling, this woman who submitted herself to God, it was the woman that God used to save the nation of Israel, the remnant of Israel, my brother and sister. Esther is a grandmother, and she's a great example to each and one of us today. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, as a fearful woman of God. You don't need a group. You don't need 1,000. You don't need 5,000. You just need one that will obey the Lord. It was Noah. It was Abraham. It was Lot. It was Moses. It was Joshua. It was David. Only one God needs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Only one. Only one. Because I know you're saying I'm only one, Brother Elvie. It's only one that God needs. Hallelujah. You're looking to, I hear people, no, well, the Christian church needs to rise up and fight and take this fight to, excuse me, hallelujah, get on your knees and pray. Take your armor, your spiritual armor, and fight spiritually like Esther. It was spiritually praying and fasting until God brought them the victory, my brother and sister. The fight is of the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Not the armor of the flesh. Not by my mind or my power. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be depending on the Lord. Our weapon is the Holy Spirit. So why are you arming with fleshly arm? That's garbage. Hallelujah. The greater armor we need is the Holy Spirit. Remember when I asked Jesus, Lord, how do I know that when you come, I will go home with you? The Lord says, if my spirit is in you when I come, stay with you when I come, you will come home with me, he says. That is the question. Do you still have the Holy Spirit? Or he already departed from you? Huh? Have you grieved so much that he has to depart? Sexual sin. I asked the Lord, Lord, which of the sin is that one that offended more the Holy Spirit? And the Lord says, sexual sin, my son. That's one. Those are the sins that offend the Holy Spirit the most. Witchcraft and sorcery and black magic, that also too. But sexual sin offended him so much. Sexual sin in her life. Married woman looking to other men, talking to other men, pretending other men. Not asking God to restore their marriage, to save their husband. Hallelujah. You should not be looking to the left or to the right. You should be looking to Jesus. Why are you looking to the man that is not your man, the woman that is not your woman, when you should be looking to Jesus? Look to holiness and righteousness and not to sin. Sin will be at your right or at your left. Look to Jesus who's in front of you. Look to his holiness as example. Look to his life as great example. My brother and sister, why would you look to men? Why would you look to your left and the right, sin, fornication, to your left and right? Look to straight ahead to Jesus. Hallelujah, the author of our faith. Hallelujah, they put the joy before him. He suffered the cross, the Bible says. Hallelujah, it was so painful to the cross. But it did not stop him to continue to die. Hallelujah. He told his disciples that the Son of Man, hallelujah, will be arrested, will be beaten, and will be killed, will be crucified. And one of the apostles says, Lord, let not these things happen to you, Lord. Depart ye, Satan, from me, he says. Thank you, Lord. He rebuked Peter, the great Peter that everyone loves so much in the last day. He called him Satan. Depart me from Satan, he said. My brother and sister, Lord, let not these things come upon you, Lord. Let harm come upon you. Excuse me? Because the eyes of Jesus was on God. His eyes was in heaven. He was looking to the Father. Father, not my will, but thy will be done. He was looking to the greater joy, eternal joy. This life is temporary. Stop looking to the temporary. Look to the eternal. Look to the everlasting. Look to the Almighty. This is only a test. You and I are going through a temporary test. Look to Father, look to God, look to heaven, look to the eternal. Look to the eternal. God that will last forever. this life will end, and heaven will keep going, and we'll keep going, and we will come to God, and God will renew the earth, and then God, this earth will run from the presence of him that's set upon the throne, and then God, hallelujah, will make a new earth, and will bring the new Jerusalem that will come down for heaven, adorned like a bride, beautiful. And God's throne, tabernacle, will be among men. Hallelujah. And he will be their God. And they will be his people. I thank you, Jesus. God's eternal plan is the only plan that's going to come to pass. Every other plan on this earth is going to fail, as they've been failing. These people that are walking on the earth so prideful, that are building castles and mansions on the earth, don't know that what's supporting the mansion and castle is about to be destroyed. This earth, as you see, will soon will not be anymore. The Lord is going to put it through his fire that will burn all elements and anything that is on the earth, anything and everything that is on this earth, like the bridges, like the building, like everything, the banks, Bank of America, Citizen Bank, all banks that you see are going to melt with their money like water. Everything your eyes see, he's going to put it through the fire and it's going to melt and be nothing and be no more. Thing that will be, that will last, is Christ and his kingdom. Daniel said his kingdom will last forever. It's an everlasting kingdom that it will be established. It's the only thing that will last. My brother and my sister, everything else will end soon. Soon, my brother and sister. Father said to me, he's bringing the end of all things. My brother and sister, the end of all things is the end. The Bible says, that's it. You can see everything falling. The hope of the earth is falling. In 2020, what did we begin to see? Lockdown. My brother and sister, economic meltdown. Hallelujah. Food rationing. Supermarket selling limited food. I went to Aldi. Hallelujah. And they can only sell me 8 cans of beans. My brother and sister. I usually buy like 25 or 30 to extend it for the months. They can only sell me 8. I had a car full of cans, corn, beans, green beans, and many other stuff. My brother and sister, I wanted to do a shopping for months. I do stuff, put them in the shelf, in the storage, make sure my children, my family have all this stuff for later on. And I bring the car to the cashier. I said, sir, didn't you see the sign? That is limited, only 8, limited to 8 per can. Huh? And I'm used to buying that many before. Sir, you're only limited to 8. And I said, I didn't see the sign. I went back there with the woman. I said, where's the sign? I didn't see no sign. Oh, maybe someone forgot to put it on. But it's in our computers, in our system. You're limited to 8. And as everything is going, will be less. Say, huh? I felt like one of those days when the Lord took me to the Great Tribulation and people had all these limitations where they cannot get this, cannot get that. All these things that they used to buy, now they cannot get it anymore. And I'm like, am I dreaming? Is this a dream? Because I was with my children, my wife. I'm like, is this a dream? Am I dreaming? You know? Because God told me these things were coming. I seen so many visions of these things. And now living our life right now, what we are, with this happening, oh, man, oh, man. I seen a report online, which I was sending to everybody, where shelves in Walmart are empty. And they're already warning that they're going to be full limitation in Walmart. Some Walmart in some state, their shelves are empty. And they're saying that the food banks already given them limitations of food. And so the store in the different state will have limitations of food in America, my brother and sister. Limitations of food. Our government right now, Biden and them, are getting ready store a lot of food supply enough for them for maybe a few years, because they are expecting a food shortage in America very, very soon. I mean, very soon. And we're talking about a year or less. Food shortage like the United States had never been in before, ever, ever. Okay, Biden and them are getting ready for this food shortage, okay, because they're being warned by food banks, okay, Shalom sister, that there's coming a food shortage in America, and it's online. You can look it up on Google, on YouTube. You can search for this information. Food shortages is coming. The government is getting ready. I told you 2022 is the year of 7 year Shemitah famine beginning in 22. How far are we from 2022? Look, this year just began. We are going to April very soon. 4 months of the year, my birthday. Popular instance, April 6th. Okay? We're close now. Close. We just began the year. We just begun the year. And look how far it's going. How soon it's going by. The 7 year Shemitah is about to begin. Which is going to begin with food shortages. I believe by the end of 22, food shortages is going to be humongous in this country. Huge. Okay? And yes, a lot of us have said, I hope we're going before that. Because we know it's coming. Nothing on this earth had ever escaped a seven-year Shemitah, seven-year famine. No one. No one. Since we've been little, it's been this way. In the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, 2008, we saw it. Whoever's from those ages are always experienced a seven-year famine, always. And in the 70s, when it happened in the 70s, a lot of people, because gas prices, gas shortages was incredible. The Shemitah began, gas shortages right away. And people were going crazy in the 70s. What's going on? Happened in the 60s. Happened in the 50s. You're going to encounter 7 year Shemitah. My brothers and sisters, it's 7 years of bounding and 7 years of famine. People here, I know this man who was born like in the 54, I believe it was. He told me how in the 60s it was terrible, terrible. While they went, but his father told him back in the 40s, it was terrible in America. Okay? There was a time when the government confiscated gold. There is a time, believe it or not, and this being said by experts, there is a time coming, it could be in 22, 23, when the U.S. government is going to confiscate gold again. The U.S. government has no gold, okay? They have sold out their gold to pay their debt around the nations. And they, in order for the economy, for the nation to save themselves, they need to confiscate gold again, like they've done before. United States have confiscated gold. You can look it up in the history of this country. And they're going to have to do it again, because this time the debt is greater than the debt they had before. And they say, in order for this government to continue, for this nation to continue, they're going to have to confiscate gold on people. They went to people's house and they took their gold. And there's nothing you can do. Your gold can be in your bank, can be anywhere. They're going to take the bank gold. They're going to take the people gold. The army will go into your house. They'll take your gold. It's coming. It's close. People think we're kidding. People think we're being, whatever they think, is coming. It's close. This nation is there where they are broke and they need to save themselves. And the Democrat will do this any day. Pelosi will do this any day. They don't care. Once they say they're broke and they need to save themselves, they're going to go ahead and do it. It's coming. You'll see it. You'll live through it. And you'll remember what I said. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Remember that. Thank you, Lord. We're living in real difficult time. Really. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the city around them, in the like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example of the suffering of the vengeance of eternal fire. Okay? The Bible don't call the seed of the serpent human. We do. To us in our system, they're registered drivers, they're donors, organ donors, givers. They vote, my brother and sister, in our country. We marry them. They run for office. And so much more. They're pastor, they're leaders in the churches. Okay? They're gay pastor in the churches. And they promote their ideal in our churches, in the freedom of religion nations. They believe in abortion. They're pro-abortion. These seed of the serpent, they're pro-abortion. They tell their church member that it's okay to have an abortion. God will forgive you. I'll pray for you once you're done. They got in deacons and elders in the church, a lesbian and homosexual marriage. They married them themselves. And they're so proud of them, and they applaud them. And, you know, they have a drink with them, and they go to vacation with them. You know, these seed of the serpent are tremendous in our day-to-day. They're all in high position, the billionaire, the millionaire. You know, even a Sodom and Gomorrah, the city around them. And the like manner giving themselves unto fornication. I told people years ago that fornication, you're going to have to look it up in the dictionary. This, I have bought a dictionary many years ago that really explained to you fornication is under there with idolatry, demon worshiping, and so much more. Because God rebuked his people in the Old Testament of performing this act of fornicating as they worship by the idol, as they sacrifice the children to them, my brother and sister, and much more. This word fornication goes very far, very, very far. And you're sitting in the Old Testament and you're wondering, because you think fornicating is if you're not married and you're coming together with someone. That's fornicating. Yes, that's fornication. But this word fornication goes beyond that. Even when you worship a demon, when you sacrifice your children, when you worship other God, all that goes under that fornication. Okay? And when I studied that, hallelujah, my brother and sister, I was stunned. Okay? Stunned. They give themselves over fornication. They give themselves. They make themselves available to fornicate under the worship of the God,